Organizations and the environments they operate in have changed in the last 20 years. That includes federal agencies. And that's why the National Academy of Public Administration developed what it calls a new data-driven framework for health and performance of agencies. Joining me with more, report co-author John Kamensky, chairman of NAPA's panel on executive organization and management. John, good to have you back.
Well, thank you very much, Tom.
Why is the need now for a new performance and management type of framework? What's changed in the past 20 years?
Well, several things have changed. First of all, there's now a government-wide framework that was created 25 years ago through the Government Performance and Results Act. But there's some things that have evolved since then. And instead of just focusing on the departmental level of strategic plans and performance plans, et cetera, there's now an opportunity with the kinds of data that are available to go all the way down to the work unit. So the goal is not so much compliance, but how do you actually change the organizational culture on the front line to use data and information as part of the decision-making process. GAO has been doing surveys for the past 25 years and found that there's been relatively little penetration of change on the frontline managers level. About 30% or so are actually using data. And so the question is, what can be done to expand that? And there's been data collected in recent years, for example, a Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey that's valid to 28,000 work units across the federal government that can now be used to support frontline managers in improving performance.
And aren't agencies also able to gather program data externally that they might not have been able to gather years ago from external sources or from their own systems, the way they're geared up nowadays?
Largely from their own systems, but what's interesting is that it used to be collected or reported once a year, and now some of this data is available almost real time.
So that gives flexibility if you know how to take advantage of it then?
Yes, and also managers are more likely to use data that's new and fresh as opposed to something that may be a year old, and circumstances have changed in the interim.
And I wanted to ask you, too, because the report mentions performance and health of organizations. What's the difference?
One of the things we found is that the precondition for being able to achieve performance is that the organization itself needs to be sound. And that, for example, high employee engagement is a strong predictor of a better performance within organizations. We looked at this in the private sector, the Gartner studies, the work that Gallup has done and others. We looked at some corporations as to how they did it. And they all say that one of the foundations for strong organizational performance is having sound organizational health. And a lot of that can be tied back to, are employees engaged and care about their work?
But couldn't that be a chicken and egg situation? If they get good at what they're doing, they might feel more engaged.
Yes, it is a bit of that. But we think that now that the chicken, which is the organizational health, needs to come first.
Okay, so suppose I am an organization where there is good engagement. What has to happen next then to get to the stage of where that performance can come in based on data? What do they have to do?
Well, when you have a highly engaged frontline workforce that sees and is compelled, has a compelling mission, let's say air traffic control tower in Atlanta, the employees understand what the mission is, they're inspired and engaged by it, and they're much more likely to look at how do we fine-tune and improve things, and they can then use the data that is coming out of the air traffic control system, for example, to improve that.
And you mentioned the tower in Atlanta, and that's a pretty good example because earlier you said that with data available down to 28,000 organizations, the FAA is one organization, but each individual air unit is another one. So
absolutely,
that means everyone can get up to the same speed and the performance is maybe more even across a large organization that's made up of many small units.
Yes. And one of the things that was interesting with the government-wide employee viewpoint survey is when you take an agency and you look at the variation of responses within the agency, that's much more significant than variation between different agencies.
We're speaking with John Kamensky, chairman of NAPA's panel on executive organization and management. And so in the report, what is it you're recommending now that should change? Because there have been some memos also from the Trump administration on organizational performance, too.
Well, their organizational performance has focused at two levels. One is, let's revisit how agencies are organized, and the other is, let's look at individual performances. So we're somewhere in between there. And we're focusing on, say, we need to expand the existing federal performance management framework by creating a focus on the frontline unit-level organizations. And we say we should strengthen those by having both an assessment, which is the employee survey, a diagnosis, which is the survey will tell you what, but won't tell you why, and a diagnosis as to why behavior is such, whether good or bad, on the front line, and then come up with a plan of action. And that's something that hasn't really been evolved. I mean, the data are available. The question is, how is action being taken? And in the report that we did, we looked at case studies of how this has been done in private sector, in other country governments, and in some selected federal agencies where they've been pioneering some of this. The second thing is, we're saying that instead of using the data as a punitive thing, use it as a learning opportunity. Why something is happening and what needs to be done? How can we learn from another unit within our agency that seems to be doing better? What are they doing differently that we could be able to adopt? So it's rather than a top-down directive approach, it's much more of a curiosity of learning from each other. And then the third is to be able to use the data analytics to actually manage. So the second one sort of gets at organizational health. And then the third recommendation is to apply those same concepts to actually improving the mission-oriented performance of the organization.
And is there a good example of a federal agency that is already there?
There's no one that we've looked at specifically that's already there. I'm sure that there are. We just have not, in our study, we're not able to actually go down to the unit levels across the government. There was an example of strong improvement in performance along this line, looking at the Department of Labor's Veterans Employment Training Service. And they were ranking several years ago toward the bottom of the Department of Labor in terms of employee engagement, and they've risen dramatically over the past few years because of the strategies that their leadership engaged in.
And you mentioned there are some overseas examples that could provide some guidance here, too.
Yes. Canada, Australia, New Zealand have all developed these organizational capacity reviews that they're using government-wide that are able to help diagnose where some of the challenges are, and that they're able to then use that as a strategy for improving the operations.
And we should point out that this study was done at the behest of the Office of Management and Budget in the first place. So,
yes.
So what happens to it now?
Well, we provided the report back to the Office of Management and Budget. The budget is due out next week. They found the report very helpful in their thinking. We don't know whether our recommendations will be adopted carte blanche, but we do think that they very much appreciated the work that was done and the context that it provided them as they're making their decisions.
Well, it's a great read. John Kamensky is chairman of NAPA's Panel on Executive Organization and Management. As always, thanks so much.
And thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Find a link to the white paper and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes and Podcast One.